under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so from a central biblicist worldview. Now, I've down through the years, less than 100 years, I've had those. What does it mean, a central biblicist worldview? Ladies and gentlemen, it means taking all of the events, local, state, national, international, global, looking at and examining those events through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word has given us a roadmap in the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. God has already shown us past, present, and future, what He has done, what He is doing, what He shall do. So we go back to the truth book, the Bible. Perhaps you recall some days of yesteryear where you'd sing in vacation Bible school or Sunday school, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. That's the approach that we take on the broadcast as we face the issues each and every day. What does the Bible say? Should we be silent when we see things taking place? Should we pray for our president? Should we stand for truth, whether it be in the political, social, economic, military, spiritual, or religious realm? I believe it's time that, as Christians, we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I am so thankful, ladies and gentlemen, to be on this side of history where we see what God is doing, how God has so blessed us by divinely intervening and placing Donald J. Trump back in office. Now listen, I'm not saying that Trump is the final answer to all the woes of the world. I'm not saying that he is the knight in shining armor that we need to worship and praise. Our hope should be in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. But we can place our hope and trust in God and what he's doing through the use of man. The Bible is very, very clear that it's God that sets up kings and takes them down. It is God that places an individual in office and removes them. And yet we have the privilege, the opportunity, and the freedom in America to cast our vote. So God uses man, just as we see in the Ezekiel text of the watchman on the wall. We need to be the watchman on the wall, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, where we see what is happening, we understand it through the prism of the Word of God, and we warn the world there's danger ahead. Or we announce the fact that God's hand's at work as we see it and asking us to pray for our leadership as God has placed that responsibility in our hands. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the Word of God. Perhaps you'll recall, for the past 4 years, I have sounded the warning about the COVID, the real COVID, the jab, and the location of its origin, who's responsible, and what we should do as Christians. Now, some have agreed, some have disagreed. That's fine. But we're talking about today the big COVID lie being uncovered. and not just the COVID lie uncovered, but ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the scab being peeled away from the Washington sewer as President Trump, with executive orders, peels away the lie. And we see the truth of what is taking place. So as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, we find a declaratory statement about the word of God. John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." We should be eternally grateful, thankful for the word of God to establish our footsteps, direct our path through the light of his word. May I say to you, we of all people, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, need to rejoice in the realization God's given us his truth book. However, as the secularist George Orwell said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We find that being very prevalent today. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters regardless of the denomination, regardless of the political party, regardless of the ethnicity or the background. Truth still matters. It is truth that we need to stand on today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made this statement in part. "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Now that ought not to be so in the Christian churches. But ladies and gentlemen, even as recent as yesterday, we find some of the religious non-government organizations called NGOs screaming and crying because of the roundup of the illegal invaders, because as they're rounded up, it cuts down the number of some of these religious denominations that they are housing them, paying for their stay, etc., with federal government money, and now they see some of their enormous cash flow being taken away. By the way, if it sounds like I'm against that, I'm against it 100%. I'm against the denominations across denominational lines setting up nonprofit organizations, accepting hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government for the purpose of undermining what I would call the liberties in America by food, clothing, and shelter, housing some of the illegal invaders that have come into America. It has been a flourishing gold mine for multitudes of the religious denominations. I go back to the fact of truth. Some do not like to hear the truth. In fact, the headline that I'm looking at says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." In fact, 55% of the younger Americans, the millennial age group, say this: "Each person determines their own version of truth." Ladies and gentlemen, a half truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." May I say that ought to be the modus operandi of every one under the sound of my voice. Learn the truth. Listen to it. Love it. Tell it. Live it. And stand and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time Care is the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time Care is the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the Honda generators and the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24-7. Find the flag in the flagpole. Base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. After a few words of a brief monologue, I'll set the stage and invite you to call in. Ask your question. So the big, broad brush question today, what do you think about the job so far that President Trump has done? Do you think he is right in withdrawing the security clearance for some of the people that are the advocates against Trump? Do you think Trump is right in withdrawing the security clearance for about 51 of those past security people that signed the letter that said that the Hunter Biden laptop was nothing but Russian disinformation, which was a lie, ladies and gentlemen? What are your thoughts in relationship to what Trump has done in reinstating all of the military that were kicked out because they refused to take the COVID jab? One of the major high-profile cases today, multiple cases, are around the COVID jab, the Pfizer lab, Pfizer pharmaceutical, and the lies they've told. Let me read you a headline to set the stage. Kansas sues Pfizer over misrepresentations and adverse events of the COVID-19 vaccine. The state of Kansas has filed a lawsuit against pharmaceutical company Pfizer for alleged consumer protection violations related to the company's manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccine, saying the company marketed the shot as being safe, even though Pfizer knew that the vaccine was connected with serious adverse events and effects. Pfizer, this article reads, misled the public that it had a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccination. The 69-page lawsuit filed Monday in the District Court of Thomas County alleges Pfizer said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe even though it knew that the COVID-19 vaccination was connected with serious adverse effects, including myocarditis, pericarditis, that's heart ailments, failed pregnancies, and deaths. Pfizer concealed all of this critical safety information from the public, according to the lawsuit filed by the Kansas Attorney General. Pfizer said its COVID-19 vaccine was effective even though it knew the COVID-19 vaccine waned over a period of time and that the protection against COVID variants was slim. Pfizer concealed this critical effectiveness information from the public, it says. The lawsuit alleges the company's actions and statements relating to its COVID-19 vaccine violated the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. Regardless of whether any individual consumer ultimately received Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine or not. Further, the article reads, Pfizer must be held accountable for falsely representing the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine, at the same time while concealing and suppressing the truth. Hear me. Concealing and suppressing the truth about the vaccine's safety risk, the waning effectiveness, the inability to prevent transmission of the virus. The suit filed by Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach alleges that though the company's misrepresentations of the vaccine, it earned record company revenues of more than $75 billion in just the first 2 years. The lawsuit alleges that millions of Kansasans heard Pfizer's misrepresentations about COVID vaccine. It goes on, ladies and gentlemen, I'll touch on this. The lawsuit alleges that Pfizer used various methods to conceal all of its critical data relating to safety and the effectiveness of the vaccine, including using confidentiality agreements and extended timeline, and destroying the control group participating in its vaccine trials. By the way, in the vaccine trials by Pfizer, they did not use any elderly. They did not use any individuals that had other possibilities, other diseases, other ailments. Only good, strong, healthy candidates did they use. Even in that, multitudes were injured or harmed, and some deaths. None of that was reported. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful to see the thing that is taking place across America with attorney generals filing suit against Big Pharma. Big Pharma because of the COVID vaccine, and multitudes of files have filed class action suits against Big Pharma for the Remdesivir, which is a deadly drug that was the major drug used, recommended to hospitals, medical associations, and doctors for the treatment of COVID. And Remdesivir killed hundreds, if not thousands, upon thousands of individuals that had been placed in the hospital and put on that deadly drug. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past 4 years, I've been saying that it's dangerous, it's deadly, and it's a lie. I'm delighted to see some of my warnings now coming to the forefront with state attorney generals that are making it very, very evident and very, very prominent. You'll also recall the multiple warnings from the research material about the COVID jabs. It's a lie, a deadly lie. And ladies and gentlemen, it's finally being uncovered. The scab, as the old cliche, is being removed. Not only on the COVID, but also on the political prosecution of the J6ers that President Trump has executive orders released. And a number of other things that we want to talk about today. So we invite you to call 904-831-0917. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray you're staying warm.
oh, it's hot out here. Dr. Youngblood, I have to give your comment when you say it's a new sheriff in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a new sheriff. Because when he said for the military, the first responders that refuse to get that job, they're going to get paid back and get their job back if they want them back. Am I right?
Absolutely. A full back pay, reinstatement of their jobs for those who want the jobs back. And the minutia that's not stated is also, if they're ready for retirement, they will not be cut off their retirement. Because, you see, when Biden had them kicked out of the military, their retirement, future retirements, were all of a sudden countered, cut off, and dismissed. And so I'm praying that the depth of that will also reimburse them not just for the past paychecks, opportunity to go back in the military if they desire to do so, but the reinstatement of any and all military benefits for retirement. I am thankful to see that take place, and I'm thankful to see the president having the spine, the backbone, the tenacity to stand up, and with the J6ers, releasing them. Now, there's been a lot of hue and cry from the left stating that some of those were bad dudes, as they called it, that broke some things. By the way, for our listeners, the only one that was killed on January the 6th, 2021, was Babbitt, the lady that was shot in the head by one of the police officers. The police officer was summarily removed from the Capitol Police duties. Supposedly he was interviewed. He was exonerated. Nobody's seen or heard from him since. That was all the job of Nancy Pelosi. And it is the potential it is the future potential under the Trump administration to go back into the details with the J6 and show what really took place, how it was the mayor of D.C. that rejected the National Guard. It was Nancy Pelosi that rejected the National Guard and that brought this about.
Right.
And the truth is, according to the latest findings, some 206 FBI operatives were mixed with the MAGA group that went into the Capitol. It was a setup from the very beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, you are so correct. You are so correct because I wonder if we bring Nancy Pelosi to justice, because I know Crazy Joe, he exonerated a whole bunch of people. Especially
well, you touched on that, and by the way, some of the latest constitutional attorneys' examination and some of the committees on the conservative side in the U.S. House of Representatives say that Joe Biden's blanket exoneration of his entire family and so many of the others that he's done so, the J6 committee, that it is unconstitutional. Now, I'm not is drilled down to find out exactly what portion of the constitutionality is being challenged on that, but it's my understanding, based on three articles that I have read on that subject, that he cannot do that, that the present president and the present U.S. House of Representatives still have the right to go back in, do the investigation, determine what happened, when it happened, why it happened, and what laws were broken, and then use the prosecutorial arm of the government to bring to justice those that committed acts that were illegal. So it's my prayer that this will all be uncovered. It's the reason we're talking about today, the big lie being uncovered. We're watching the sheets being pulled back. We're witnessing today those things that, had Trump not been elected, that we would never have discovered, never have found out. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer for President Trump's safety, deserves our prayer for President Trump's wisdom that only God can provide. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 admonishes the Christian to pray for our president and for asking God to protect and provide for him. So I encourage our listeners to do so. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stay warm. Have a great day and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the big lies that's being uncovered. That's what Trump is doing. Trump is pulling the curtains back and revealing what is taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, beyond President Trump, I'm delighted to see in the state of Texas, in the state of Kansas, in some parts of North Carolina and other states, where some of the attorneys generals are coming to the batting box and taking a stand. We've got some attorneys right here in the state of Florida that's determined that some inequities took place during the COVID days. Some things took place that were wrong and illegal, and they're pulling the shade open and revealing what has taken place. Going back to this article that I previously read a portion of, Kansas sues Pfizer over misrepresentations. By the way, that term is polite. Over misrepresentations and adverse events of COVID-19 vaccine. This article reads, in part, the lawsuit alleges that Pfizer used various methods to conceal critical data related to the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, including using all kinds of confidentiality agreements that extended the timeline, and it destroyed the controlled group participating in the vaccine. Pfizer's extensive and aggressive efforts to keep COVID-19 information, vaccine information hidden, conflict with the public's transparency pledges, and raises serious questions about what Pfizer is hiding and why it is hiding so much of the real documentation of what took place. Further, the article reads, Pfizer made representations about COVID's vaccine safety, knowing to know that it did not possess reasonable basis. In other words, they made a representation that its COVID was safe and effective. That was always the term that was used, safe and effective. And at the same time, according to the research and this suit now that's filed, they knowingly misrepresented the safety and effectiveness of it, that the individuals were never told about the safety and the real effectiveness for individuals who had been diagnosed with COVID-19, who were immunocompromised, and who were pregnant or breastfeeding, according to the article. It goes into great detail. It's a 69-page suit filed by the Attorney General in the state of Kansas. Literally, when you read the document, they have pulled the curtain back. They've uncovered the lie, and the suit is going forward. And ladies and gentlemen, I rejoice in that, because so many, even in the listening audience today, so many of us that lost loved ones as a result of COVID, and or as a result of the COVID vaccine, or as a result of the COVID CDC protocol for treating that COVID patient. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go over to question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, talk about opening up. I forgot the expression that you used. Anyway, I heard you talk about John Calvin. Is that his first name, John?
Correct. Yes, Calvin. John Calvin.
Mentioned him a few weeks ago, and I've been meaning to call you and ask you about that. I'm not a Calvinist, but I thought I heard you intimate that he wasn't even saved. Is that your commentary on that?
That's my stand. That's my position based on major in-depth research on the man. John Calvin rejoiced over having those in Geneva burned at the stake in the middle of the city as a result of all they did was disagree with his theology and had him. In fact, the one that discovered the two chambers of the heart, a medical doctor, I've forgotten his name now, upper and lower chamber, because he laughed at Calvin and some of Calvin's presentations, had him burned at the stake in the center of the city. John Calvin was not what we would call today a Bible-believing Christian. If you disagree with Calvin, that was the ultimate sin, and you were to be put to death. John Calvin was trained as an attorney. John Calvin was part of the Reformation. John Calvin had some good things to say, but John Calvin believed that somehow, some way, there was a mindset that he could rule with an iron fist, make the decisions. He had the Calvin in his era had the church police, that during the times he's preaching, the church police would go scour the streets of Geneva, and if anybody was there, not in church, they were handcuffed and dragged into the church. And I could go on and on and on. He was a wicked man. One young man came in one day. He was always known as Mr. Calvin. Said, Mr. Calvin, I'm concerned if I'm saved. How can I be sure that I'm saved? John Calvin said, son, you've been back. Baptized, you baptized, haven't you? And he said, yes, sir. He said, get your baptismal certificate. Reread it. That gives you the assurance of your salvation. And I could go on and on and on. John Calvin was a religious lost man with power in his era and authority. By the way, the TULIP, the acronym for what is known as Calvinism, John Calvin didn't invent that. That was at the Synod of Dort some 50 years after Calvin's death, where there was a court trial, if you will, to determine if the Arminianists were right or the Calvinists were right. And it's the result of the Synod of Dort that determined that John Calvin was right. And they came up with the acronym TULIP to outline his theological doctrinal teaching. So, yeah, he was a dangerous man. And today, multitudes are Calvinists. They praise John Calvin. They take the stand of Calvinism. Calvinism says that God has predetermined who's going to heaven and who's going to hell, that a person cannot make a decision. A person cannot say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me my sins and save me, because God's already made that determination for you. That's a theological doctrinal lie. That's the reason the scripture says, whosoever will, it's a volitional choice, whosoever will may come. This is the reason John 3:16, that Jesus Christ died for the whole wide world, that there might be an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. So I could go into major, major depths about my revulsion for the man John Calvin and what he stood for and where I believe he is today. So Bob, thank you so much for your call. Our time is up for this part of the hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL, St.